You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the January 20th edition. The Hollywood Reporter broke the news, and it's hard to tell how much is news versus speculation, that BBC Worldwide is developing Torchwood for American television. For the Fox television network, to be exact. And you may be hearing alarm klaxons now. If so, please consult a healthcare professional because I'm not playing them. You may also dimly remember that Fox isn't a stranger to the Doctor Who universe, having co-produced the Paul McGann telemovie in 1996. Oh, that's where you're hearing the alarms. Well, let's see what happens. It's actually an open question whether this will be the same Torchwood that burned up the airwaves last summer in Children of Earth. Although the original production crew are all involved, Russell T. Davies, Julie Gardner, Jane Tranter, all we have is reporter James Hibbard's story that they're working on a Torchwood series. We can suppose it would continue the story, but who knows? Torchwood is, of course, even more bound to the UK and Wales specifically than Doctor Who is in terms of cultural appeal. And inside the fiction, the Torchwood Institute was born of the British Crown and exclusively tied to the British government. So, could this work in America? I think it could, but we've got precious few clues how. Say what you may about their creative choices, Davies and Gardner are no dummies. They know that they can't simply repeat the first two series of Torchwood after they upended them in Children of Earth. Under any circumstances, Series 4 would have to be radically different to be successful. Blazing a new global trail? Possibly. There are four requirements for this to be successful. First, a reason for Torchwood to have gone global. Second, a way for Torchwood to maintain its wider view of human sexuality on an American network that's pretty schizophrenic about morality and culture. Third, content that British audiences can respect despite an American partnership. And finally, actually navigating this through the Hollywood minefields, because there's no guarantee that they'll ever record the first frame of footage. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for January 20th, 2010. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. You can find my podcast on iTunes, and you can send me feedback either on Facebook, facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord, or Twitter, numeral2minutetimelord. Thanks for listening.